Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, April 21st, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, 1984 World Snooker Championship. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we dig into the digital encyclopedia that is Wikipedia and pull out some fascinating stories from its vast vault of knowledge. Today, we're taking a cue from the Green Bays and diving into the potting, plotting, and drama of the 1984 World Snooker Championship. Snooker, for our listeners who might not be familiar with the sport, is a cue sport that involves potting colored balls on a table in a specified order, and it's a game that requires precision, strategy, and a calm hand under pressure. It's huge in certain parts of the world, especially in the UK, where the World Snooker Championship is held annually. This event is to snooker what the Super Bowl is to American football, or the World Cup to soccer. It's the big one. So, let's chalk up, lean over the virtual table, and take aim at the 1984 championship, which was a significant tournament in the history of snooker for several reasons. First off, the venue. The Crucible Theatre in Sheffield, England, has been the iconic home of the championship since 1977. Its intimate setup creates a pressure cooker atmosphere that has played host to some of the most memorable moments in snooker history. The 1984 championship is remembered particularly for its thrilling finale. But before we get to the climax, let's set the stage. The favorite was Steve Davis, a snooker legend who at that time was shooting for his third championship title. He was known for his meticulous play and ice-cool demeanor. But this tournament was more than just the Steve Davis show. As we rack the balls for the start of the tournament, let's consider the other talents on the table. Cliff Thorburn, the 1980 champion from Canada, was back with his trademark steely concentration. Then there was Jimmy White, the young Londoner with a flashy, attacking style that made him a crowd favorite. Diving into the frames, the early rounds saw some intense competition as the world's top players jostled for position. But eventually, the field was whittled down to the final two. And what a final it was poised to be. Davis, the man of the moment, versus Jimmy White, the people's champion, looking for his first world title. The stage was set for a classic encounter. Now, imagine the tension as the best of 35 frames final got underway. The lead swung back and forth. Some frames were tactical battles, others were showcases of break-building prowess. Snooker fans were glued to their screens as an estimated 18.5 million tuned in to watch the final session. That's right, millions watched snooker, much like the audience figures we see for major sporting events today. So let's speak to this. Picture this scenario. Have you ever had to perform under immense pressure, knowing that any minor mistake could be the difference between triumph and disaster? How did you handle it? Did you stay cool like Steve Davis? Or did your heart race like the audiences likely did watching this nail-biter of a final? Fast forward to the final frame. The score was tied at 17-17. It all came down to one final frame, a decider, to see who would lift the trophy and be crowned the 1984 World Snooker Champion. Every pot was crucial, each safety exchange fraught with tension, and it was Steve Davis, with steely nerves, who secured victory. He potted the balls he needed, leaving Jimmy White to concede. Davis winning his third world title was no minor feat. And think about this, by doing so, he stamped his authority on the sport, signaling the beginning of a dominance that many say changed snooker forever. What's fascinating here is how one person's excellence can lift an entire sport's profile. It makes you wonder, who are the luminaries in your favorite fields that have done just that? Let's take a moment to celebrate those game changers in the comments section of our podcast page. Now, dear listeners, we also have to spare a thought for Jimmy White. The Whirlwind, as he was known, had to endure the first of what would become six defeats in World Championship finals. This was just the start of a series of near misses for White, creating a sporting narrative of the greatest player never to win the World Championship. The aftermath of the 1984 championship was a world where snooker continued to grow in popularity, largely due to players like Davis and White, whose different styles and personalities brought the game to life. Davis became a household name, and snooker itself secured a special place in British sporting culture. Indeed, this era laid the groundwork for today's global snooker scene, which sees players from all around the world vying for the coveted top spots. Before we wrap up, let's take a step back and think about how this microcosm of sport can tell us so much about life. It's a story of pressure, of competition, of the thin line between success and heartbreak. In your life, what's your 1984 World Snooker Championship moment? How do you deal with the pivotal moments when everything is on the line? This brings us to the end of our look back at the 1984 World Snooker Championship. What a break we've had, right? If this story potted the black for you, then why not queue up a visit to the Wikipedia page for the full frame-by-frame account? It's detailed, it's dramatic, and it's a slice of sports history. And remember, if you've enjoyed this episode of Wikipedia, you've got the power to rate, review, and share it. We love to hear your thoughts, whether they're about the nuances of snooker tactics or your own experiences under pressure. Thank you for joining me, Alloy, on today's episode of Wikipedia. Until we meet again, keep discovering and keep asking those deep questions that lead us down the rabbit holes of history, culture, and personal achievement. Goodbye for now, and remember, in life as in snooker, always aim for the snookers you want, not the ones you fear to miss.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, 1984 World Snooker Championship. Thanks for listening. See you next time.